Hello, this is Deirdre Nealon, editor of The Healing Muse, with today's selection. I'm interested in how parents exhibit and experience the illnesses of their children and how the healthcare system either helps them or hinders them in understanding what's happening with the children. I have a poem here about loss, the worst loss a parent can fear, losing a child, obviously. K.B. Kintzer is a wonderful poet from Georgia who lost her son. In this poem, she is both bitter and hopeful, and I think it's a very powerful poem. It's called The Good News. The ICU nurse who asked you, your young body gasping, did you really want a ventilator? You might not come off. She will die. Almost died that moment, a crushed windpipe. In dreams, she dies every night, my voice echoing her words until she loses consciousness. And the doctor, who said you'd reach the last stage of your disease 7 years before you did? That fat guy will die too, probably soon. The nurse who said, be a man. Your body doubled in pain outside the hospital at 2 a.m. before 2 transfusions and round-the-clock morphine shots. She will die. They will all die. And the doctor who saw your pain and doubled your morphine, he too will die. And nurses who cradled you with pillows, with care, they will die. Transplant doctors who gave you 3 years, hoping for more, will die. And I, who saw everything, helpless to help, to hurt, I will die too. And when I shed this burning, this insufferable heat, this hate, when I molt this mortal sheath and slip into after, wherever you are, we can surround you again. All of us from before. I know nothing, but I hope. Time is the round Zion of the water bead. I know nothing, but I hope. Our time apart is shorter than a dream's width. I know nothing, but I hope.